First up is communications.
Item 817, request of D. White to address council regarding an update on lead in our drinking water and city inaction.
Good morning.
What? You going to put the chart up? Okay. Good morning. My name is Dee White. I'd like the chart to go up because I'm going to start talking about it immediately. Sorry. Okay. Good morning. My name is Dee White. Once again, I'm sad to report that among all large cities, Portland continues to have the highest levels of lead in our drinking water. This chart shows lead levels indicating the effectiveness of corrosion control from consumer confidence reports, otherwise known as water quality reports. EPA requires this reporting from water utilities yearly. There's Portland in the middle of the chart, the one that looks like a high rise. The highest bar by far. Flint is on the right. I didn't have room to get all the letters in, the names of the cities, but Flint is the far right bar. Lead in water is tasteless, odorless, and invisible. There's no safe level. Pregnant women and babies who are exposed to even small amounts of lead suffer lifelong health harm to brain development and the nervous system. A 2016 OHSU study confirmed a causal link between childhood lead exposure and ADHD. Lead also causes irreversible blood cell damage that can lead to cancer, kidney disease, and a major risk of death from heart attacks and cardiovascular disease. Portland is blessed with pure, soft, corrosive water from a pristine, federally protected watershed. Nevertheless, due to unethical and misguided policy adopted by our city council, we are facing a silent public health threat in Portland that has nothing to do with cryptosporidium, an intestinal malady, and everything to do with lead, a potent neurotoxin. Portland ratepayers will continue to be shackled with skyrocketing water bills for cryptosporidium treatment, unquestionably costly and unnecessary, while y'all simultaneously downplay the lead issue and delay optimal treatment of our soft, corrosive water. This is a travesty. Over 2 years ago, EPA ordered the city to expeditiously reduce high levels of lead. Unfortunately for our community, rather than trigger an alarm and immediately follow the law, the water commissioner deemed EPA's call to action a non-event. Commissioner Fish, you need to own this public health threat and not continue to ignore federal law, dismiss citizens' concerns, and blame customers' plumbing. Stop passing the buck to all of us when you know there's an inextricable link between corrosive water and lead levels found at customer taps. Somehow, the public has been kept from learning that the Water Bureau's ongoing exceedances are preventable. I'll leave you with this question. You convinced City Council to approve a $500 million filtration plant for cryptosporidium. Why did you not urgently demand to begin optimized treatment immediately to significantly reduce lead at the tap and protect our human health, our public health?
Thank you. Next individual.